ponder for a moment the humble flush toilet. It's actually a technological wonder. It solves an age-old problem by washing away our waste and reducing the possibility of disease. And yet, a third of the world's people don't have access to what we consider basic sanitation, and even the toilet is an imperfect solution. Conventional toilets use a lot of water, and they can lead to environmental problems of their own. Well, this week we're going to consider efforts to solve those problems around the world. We begin in China. The country faces a chronic water shortage, and that's made worse by a boom in flush toilets. Toilets account for up to half the water used in a typical Chinese home. An experiment in one city was supposed to offer a more sustainable way forward, but the Rolls Mary Kay Magstead reports that not all went according to plan.
The old-fashioned flush toilet. It's a common sound in this pleasant complex of some 830 apartments. But it wasn't supposed to be this way. What was supposed to have happened here was the start of an ecological revolution.
The purpose of this ecotown is trying to find a solution to the water scarcity here, and also recover the nutrients of the human waste.
Scott Chen is an environmental activist and a businessman who often comes to Ordos, a fast-growing city in China's Inner Mongolia. Chen sells dry composting toilets. They use no water and allow human waste to be turned into fertilizer. A few years ago, Sweden's Stockholm Environment Institute helped design this ecotown. The idea was that all 830 apartments would use the dry toilets, which a million Swedes already use. The project included on-site composting. Chen and the ecotown's manager take me around to the garden in back of the apartments, where the compost has been used to grow vegetables.
Beans, 2 meters high.
And is that better than usual?
Oh, 5 to 7 times better. Huh? And eggplant is very big.
The produce and the compost have been a big hit. Local organic farmers say the fertilizer is the best they've ever used. But the supply has run out. Next to the composting shed, a forlorn porcelain pile of discarded dry toilets starts to explain why. Arno Rosmarin of the Stockholm Environment Institute picks up the story from there. When Rosmarin first came to Ordos 8 years ago, the coal mining town was dingy, dusty, and poor, with frequent cuts in water supply.
There just wasn't enough water. I think most people just assumed that their fate was to adapt to extreme conditions.
That's why the Institute chose Ordos as the site for an experimental new ecotown apartment complex, and why the local government was eager to have it. Residents snapped up the new apartments with their dry toilets. But things quickly started to go wrong. Rosmarin says contractors skimped and changed building plans, and inspectors looked the other way.
When we started taking our walls apart, we discovered all kinds of atrocious piping. I mean, in some cases, there were connecting urine pipes with ventilation pipes.
There was one very obvious consequence. The toilets stank, says resident Wang Sun. Sometimes, he says, they stank so badly, it made him cry. After a couple of years of living with them, ecotown residents complained to the media. The local government didn't want the bad publicity, so it pulled out almost all the dry toilets and replaced them with conventional models. By then, the price of coal had shot up, and Ordos had become a boomtown. The city was suddenly able to pay for a diversion of the Yellow River to increase its water supply, so there was a lot less incentive to save water. Eco-entrepreneur Scott Chen was undeterred. Working with Rosmarin, he persuaded officials to let him install new composting toilets in 4 apartments. The new models have their own ventilation system and fewer mechanical parts that could break down like the old ones did. But there's a hitch. They're no longer part of a building-wide disposal system, so they require residents to empty their own buckets of waste. Ordos official Sun Yi Sha, who was the city's point person on the project, says she liked the general idea of composting toilets, but not like this. She says a very unacceptable part is that users are supposed to take the feces out themselves. Can you imagine doing that? Sun says Ordos is developing fast, and its residents want something advanced, something that's environmentally friendly and cutting edge, not something that's a hassle to use. But some residents do remain open to the idea. Wang San, who complained of the stench of the first dry toilets, says he'd gladly take a new one if it didn't smell. He says, of course I would. It would be good without the odor. Wang now uses twice as much water as before, and he doesn't like it. He says, the problem is that once the plumbing in the new ecotown was changed to accommodate regular flush toilets, it became hard for residents to go back. So for now, the compound is just another of many in Ordos, where almost half of household water goes into flushing the toilet. This, in a growing city, on an arid plain, with a plunging water table, in a country with widespread water shortages. Scott Chen says that's why he's not giving up.
I have a dream. One family, one waterless toilet. To save our water, to improve our soil quality, to guarantee our food security.
Chen thinks it's just a matter of time before China's chronic water shortage and the growing urban demand for water transform dry toilets from a novelty to an environment-saving necessity.
I will use the rest of my life to do this job.
He just hopes it won't take quite that long. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead, Ordos, Inner Mongolia, China.